But I didn't know you had to be born again or become a new creature. And just to know God and his word, just to know him. So, as I was seeking God, this story came up on how this man was blessed of God. And the story I'm going to read tonight, I kind of paraphrase a few words here and there, but I know you. This story is so familiar to all of us. And it's the story of Joseph. And I'm going to read a little bit. I'm going to try to make it very interesting so I won't lose nobody. You won't go to sleep tonight. So when you leave here, you're going to have something in you, Nikki. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so this story goes, this is the history of Jacob's family. When Joseph was 17 years old, he often tended his father's flock with his brothers. Joseph reported to his father some of the bad things his brothers was doing. Sometimes we might be guilty in that, you know, tell mom and dad something would lead to the other. But now Jacob, he loved Joseph more than any of his other children. Because Joseph had been born to him in his old age, Brother Sharon. Just think about that. Hallelujah. So one day, he gave Joseph a special gift, a beautiful robe, a coat of many colors. But his brothers hated Joseph because of their father's favoritism towards him. One night, Joseph had a dream. He reported the details to his brothers, causing them to hate him even the more. Listen to the dream. We was out in the field, tying up bundles of grain. My bundle stood up. And then your bundles all gathered around and bowed low before it. His brother said, "So you're going to be a king?" They hated him even the more for his dream, for what he had said. Then Joseph had another dream. Praise be to God. Look at God. He told his brothers about it. To listen to this dream. He said the sun, the moon, and even stars bow low before me. This time he told his father as well as his brothers, and his father rebuked him. "What do you mean? Will your mother and your brother and I actually come and just bow down?" But while his brothers was jealous of Joseph, his father gave it some thought and wonder what it all meant. Later on, Joseph's brothers went to pasture their father's flock. When they had been gone for some time, Jacob told Joseph, "Your brothers are over at Shechem with the flocks." So he told Joseph to go over there. "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are getting along. Then come back. And let me know." When he arrived, there was a man noticing him wandering around the countryside. The man said, "What are you looking for?" He asked, "For my brothers and their flocks. Have you seen them?" He said, "Yes." The man told him, "They are no longer here. I heard them say they were going to Dothan. When Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they made plan to kill him. They said, 'Here come this dreamer. Here you come, Tyrone, this dreamer.'" Kind of making fun of him a little bit, you know. And the way they said, "Here come this dreamer." Thinking, "I tell you what we gonna do. We gonna kill him." Think about that. They were planning something. "We gonna kill him. Praise be to God." But when Joseph's brothers saw him coming, they planned to kill him. They said, "Here come that dreamer. Let's kill him and throw him into the deep pit. We can tell our father that a wild animal had eaten him. Then we'll see what happens to his dreams." But Reuben came to Joseph's rescue. "Let's not kill him. And why should we shed his blood? Let's just throw him alive into the pit here. That way, he will die without having to touch him.